Give me a level.
Uh-huh. Stat and mellow.
That song, it was cool for about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
No, not so much.
Leon and Mike.
Premature firing there.
Yeah, insert joke
insert
here.
Michael Pesaglia joke. All right, time flies.
Rusty.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are ready to hit heels.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Pesaglia and Leon Oliver.
And welcome inside Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.
Who are you? It's been so
Wednesday.
Damn long.
What is this? Well, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, I guess, whatever you want to call it. Twilight time for us.
It's another day in paradise, baby.
I think it might be year 2030. It's been a long time since we did one of these
How
things.
How are you doing?
I'm lovely, sir. And yourself?
I'm a little tired.
A little rusty, aren't we all? Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Wednesday evening, February 23rd, the year of our Lord, 2011. Leon Oliver sitting across from Sweet Lou, Michael Pesaglia, looking like a out-of-the-work boxer sitting across from me, unshaven, white t-shirt.
I do look like that. No sleep, the hat backwards, the brim.
Approach the microphone. You sound like you're broadcasting from Syracuse.
I'm stuttering a little. I'm a little tired, a little woozy, but I'll pull it
together.
You
sound like you're talking through a tin can.
You can't hear me now.
I can hear you. You just sound like you're talking through a tin can.
No, I think the second mic, because I remember you used to be over here. It's a little...
It's a little wacky. I don't know. It's all messed up.
Hey!
Well, we apologize for the extended absence. God forbid our real jobs that pay us shit money allow us to not do this podcast. One day, we'll tell those jobs, give us more money. And
they
won't.
Our first sponsor.
We do have a first sponsor?
Oh, no.
You lying sack.
We got to get one. We're on the verge of it. I feel it coming soon.
This is like the little engine that couldn't. We just somehow keep failing.
Yeah, but you know what? The engine's still roaring.
It's still going. Mike and Leon here with a brand new episode of Outside the Box. Make sure to check us out online at otbpodcast.com. And you can check us out on the Twitter at otbpodcast. Podcast also on Facebook. Just search Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And of course, you may also be listening to us on SeavillePodcast.com or Michael iTunes potentially.
Yeah, on iTunes,
if assuming that this is more than a minute and 2 seconds.
Well,
into
we're getting
the show.
Those kinks worked out. Actually, a few of the podcasts came in the full length, and then some of them did not.
Yeah,
I don't know what the rhyme or reason is.
Our technical team is working hard on that as we speak. There are midgets in a cage in Cambodia right now being whipped.
Where is Cambodia?
Southeast Asia.
You ever go?
I got this thing with not being around communists.
Ugh, so, man.
They're trying to figure it all
this
out.
This beard
right
is
now.
Itching me, too. These like hairs.
You look like you're out of work.
I feel.
You're probably pretty close to it, and let's be honest.
I'm the opposite of out of work. If anything, I have too much.
Speaking of work, and you know, we got a plethora of things to get to today. We haven't done a show in a while, so lots of topics out there. But speaking of out of work, I was almost out of work the other day, Mike, if I hadn't stopped myself, I guess.
You mean here at the radio
station? Here at the radio station.
You were
station.
Get fired?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So the other day,
moron.
For folks that don't know, we, at some point during the day, it was in the evening, I was going to go to the restroom.
And, yeah, number one for you.
Yeah, and you were already in there.
Number one for me.
And there's a waterless urinal, which I'll share my thoughts on how much I hate that later. It's in there, and you already have that. So I'm forced to go to a stall, which I don't want to go to.
Right.
So I said something to the effect of, oh, you bastard, or something like that.
I don't think you said the B word.
No, I did say bastard. I said, like, damn you bastard
damn,
or something.
You said something that wasn't, it was just you being
I said
yourself.
Something that wasn't necessary.
Right, exactly. And you're in the workplace, dude.
So it just so happens that afterwards, when we both leave this place, you come into me in the hallway later, and you're like, you know, there's an important guy in there.
It's like, I was so worried you were going to just say something so moronic.
We've had...
Stupid.
Big people come through here, like the number two guy,
and not like you kind
of
big people.
Exactly, the number two guy in our company was here, I think.
Yeah,
he's in the stall next to me, and it's someone I think might get put out a cigarette in the toilet. There were like cigarette, like you know, ashes in the toilet, which is like you know, disgusting and trashy.
It's like someone in high school is 15 going to the bathroom to smoke cigarettes, you know, when it's not allowed.
As I'm looking at this, the next words out of my mouth almost were, "Who the f put out?" A cigarette in the toilet. It was on the tip of my tongue.
And I would have skedaddled out of the bathroom. Sayonara.
Would you have finished or would you try to...
I would have peed my pants. I would have said, screw it. I'll have urine on my pants. There's been worse things done here by people. I'll just say there's pee in my pants.
You
pee
think he would have fired me for that?
No.
He doesn't even know who the hell I am. All he knows, I'm Jose, the guy that trims the bushes outside.
Jose. So what are you saying, man?
I'm saying that Jose...
You don't look like a Jose. You look like a...
Raul?
Yeah, I can see you. Peter?
I don't know. What the hell am I
know? Yeah, I but know. That was a fun day.
That was a fun day. But,
there we go.
Well, Mike, we haven't done one of these shows in a long time, of course, but...
I'm going to let you take the lead today. You got all the topics in front of you. I'll be your cohort.
A couple of weeks ago, what? It was Valentine's Day, right?
It feels like it. I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, you have a good Valentine's Day. It's old news now.
It's old news now, but I guess I did.
On the President's Day. That's old news.
Did you? You have a good Valentine's Day?
I had a great Valentine's Day. Yeah, absolutely.
I screwed up.
What'd you do?
You know, I don't really pay attention to a lot of shit.
No, you don't pay attention to a lot of shit at all.
And I didn't get a card. Look, I'm a good dude. I got flowers and balloons and chocolate. I got all that sent to her at work.
How did you screw up? That sounds like you did a great job to
the
me.
The big guy there. I raised the bar for the other dudes there, yeah. You know? So I forgot to get a card. And we're out that Saturday. She's looking for a card for her mom and their sister and all that stuff. I realize, oh crap, I haven't bought her a card. I need to get one. So I sneak into the back of the card store, and I hate these places. They're awful places. It's such a corporate holiday.
Like the Hallmark?
Like Hallmarks and stuff. I hate those places.
You go to like a CVS.
Well, that's where we were. We were in Hallmark, you know? So
yeah.
I get a card. I managed to get into a line, like four lines down from her. I purchased it without her knowing. Came back, she doesn't know anything. When it's time to open up this card, the card says, oh, all this nice stuff on the inside. On the outside, guess what it says? I must be the luckiest woman in the world.
Yes.
This card was in the section labeled Valentine's Fiance from Groom.
Aww.
I'm supposed to be the groom.
Yeah, I get what you're supposed to be. I understand
why
how it
works.
Why is this here? Winky.
Why is this here? And I didn't look at it. I told her that I saw the man. And that's what my eyes concentrated on. I'm not gonna lie to you. I looked at this thing for about 12 seconds.
So what did she say to you? I mean, was she like, "Oh, you"?
She thought
up.
It was sweet, but like weird at the
it's,
same
it's
time.
Say
and
you
I don't
tried.
Think she
you didn't screw up.
I don't think she fully.
You're being too hard on yourself.
The fact that I locked in on man, and that's what I saw. I think she was understanding. You know, this asshole waited till the last minute, and this is what happened.
I think you're being way too hard on yourself. You did a great job. You got flowers. What did you get? Chocolates.
Yeah, I got chocolates.
You got chocolates. Very good.
She doesn't eat chocolates.
What girl doesn't eat chocolate?
She's not a big chocolate person.
Really? What's her sweet of choice besides you?
She likes the peanut M&Ms.
Okay, that's a chocolate.
That has a little chocolate. I know she's very eccentric like that. But she's a big Twizzler.
That's the right word choice there, eccentric?
Okay, so I'm not sure. She likes Twizzlers.
Red or black?
Red.
Nobody likes the black Twizzler.
Are there black Twizzlers?
They're black Twizzlers. If you're under the age of 88, you don't eat them.
I don't think anyone wants to put long black things into their mouth. I'm just going to put that out there.
Whoa. What are you...
what are you inferring?
So then she is not a fan of pretzel rods covered in chocolate? Pretzel rods covered in some deep, dark chocolate?
She doesn't eat chocolate or anything like that. So all the other the ladies that she works with, they all got the, they all got the chocolates.
And she got some Skittles.
I don't know. I feel like I screwed up.
You did well. Yeah. I forgot a card, too. So I made one.
You did. You made the most bobo card.
It was nice. I made a heart, and but I didn't have any red marker, we'll say,
yeah.
Or highlighter.
What'd
so
you,
I went with
blue
as the heart.
But that works.
That works because, as you pointed out, that's the color of blood before it hits the air.
Well, Mike, I told my fiance
that. Is
that
bizarre? Does he blue blood?
I was making fun of you, and I told her that.
She said it was cute.
And she looks at me, and she goes, blood isn't blue when it's inside of you.
Oh, what is it?
And I go, yeah, it is. And she tells me it's not. And so I start Googling this, and apparently it's like a common misconception. I was taught this in school.
So then what is it?
I'm not
is
sure.
Is it still red?
But it's not blue.
Or is it like maroon?
I don't know. I couldn't find
orange.
The answer. But it's
yellow.
Not blue. But I had teachers in school tell me that your blood is blue until it hits the air.
I bet your teacher told you a lot of shit that wasn't true, Leon.
Well, I did go to the public school in the middle of nowhere, Virginia.
Yeah, you were probably, you probably knew more than the teachers.
It still says Negro in our textbooks.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
No. I do have a set of encyclopedias.
I would believe you.
I have a set of encyclopedias at home from like
who
the
60s. Who keeps encyclopedias anymore?
I learned to read by reading the sports page and encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia is a business that's just dying.
Well, do you ever get the nice kids to go door to door selling them? You don't see that no more.
No, you don't see them no more. I never had kids sell me encyclopedias. I had like Mormon guys rock to my door. You ever have Mormon kids come to your door?
No, we had the Jehovah's Witnesses. We didn't have the Mormons.
Oh, that's too bad. They're a great bunch of people there.
But they would always give you the stuff and tell you how you're going to hell and stuff. It's like you're cramping my style. It's like a Tuesday in the summer. I'm home from school. I'm playing video games. I don't want to hear about this.
You're cramping maybe you're going to hell anyway. You may have already been there.
That's a pretty good chance. Well, I haven't been to New York yet, so.
That New York, a lot of people want to go there. Carmelo wanted to go there.
Carmelo does. He's a Nick. Mike, the last time we did this podcast, he was a Denver Nugget.
Yes, the last time he was.
It was also
3 years ago.
Yeah, that's very true.
I like the sandwich that you sent me, the picture of the new Carmelo at the Carnegie Deli.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing on this earth I love more than that sandwich.
What was on it that you love so much about it?
It was like bacon and ham and salami and a ton of roast beef.
Some corned beef on there?
It might have been. There was some lettuce and stuff, so I guess bread was on there somewhere.
It was $21.95,
but seriously.
But you share that for like four people, that sandwich.
Mike, you could feed Rwanda with that. There are African nations that couldn't eat that sandwich.
We should add in later like a little counter every time you use a poor country.
A very poor indigenous African nation.
Yeah, who'd you use first? Cambodia?
I used Cambodia. Well, that's Asia.
Rwanda. But still.
I might bust out Mali later. You never know.
What?
Mali.
That's a country named Mali.
That's a country named Mali.
Where's Mali?
It's in Africa.
I've never been to Mali.
Man, you don't want to go. It's one of those places where you probably come back with malaria.
Where did you grow up? I grew up in Mali.
I grew up in Mali.
And there's a Chad.
And there's a Niger. I know all about Africa,
wow.
Man.
That's very cool. You ever go?
No.
Where'd you go to? Where would you rather go first, New York or Africa?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
I gotta go to New York.
You can't pick Africa over New York.
I gotta go to New York because maybe this is me being a terrible human being, but I think if I go to Africa, I'm gonna get some kind of disease that no one knows about yet. Or, you ever seen Shaka Zulu? That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. So I'm thinking like some dude is going to like spear me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get cooked.
I'll take you to New York. We'll have fun. I'll take you to a Mets game or something.
Can you take me to the house that Spitzer went to?
I don't know where that is.
He's doing it like you don't know.
He's done well for himself since that. Didn't he have his own TV show?
He's got a TV show.
That's unbelievable.
Only in America can you
cheat on
your
wife. As a government official, cheat on your wife. With a hooker, and then get your own show. How did he pull that one off?
Only in America, Michael. Another one of these things, only in America. You hear about Hugh Hefner?
What did he do now?
He's getting married.
I thought he was already married.
Oh, he's getting married to some girl. She's like 20-something.
How old is he? 80-something?
80-something. And, of course, she's gorgeous.
Right, she's a Playboy bunny?
Playboy bunny, you know, smoking. I think his name is like Crystal Thomas or something like that.
But he was a good-looking man, you know, in his day. He's now just an old grandpa.
Now, here's her name is Crystal Harris, excuse me, and they're getting married in June, apparently. Now, here's my thing. If you're Hugh Hefner, you're getting engaged, you're getting married, this girl's 24 years old, Mike.
Now, she obviously has some issues.
He's
some daddy
84.
Issues. So he's 60 years older.
There's 60 years. There's a Chris Callahan between them, age-wise.
Oh. Okay, age-wise.
And they're getting married. How screwed up is this girl in the head?
Think about the stuff that he has seen in the 60 years. Who's JFK?
24 years ago, he was 60. He was getting into the adult diapers age when she was born. So they were both wearing diapers at the same time.
Yes, and now they'll be having edible underwear, which I'm sure they both can enjoy.
She can't enjoy being with him.
What do you mean, like sexually or just in general?
In that way. There's no way that an 84-year-old man has anything for a 24-year-old woman.
Yes, but I think he is a legendary icon, and in a lot of ways, maybe she'll get off on that. No pun intended.
But, I mean, look, we know this is going down for the money. She's marrying this guy for
the money. Oh, my God. It's a great investment. I mean, what a tremendous investment.
He's like the
What's he worth?
He's like, I don't know what he's worth, but he's like the little engine that could.
Feet were touching each other. By the way, this is for people to think. Our feet were just touching each other for a good 20 seconds.
I thought it was the table.
I thought it was the table, too, and then I realized it was you. But,
okay, they're getting married. He's got a ton of money. You look at this guy, you think this is a guy that probably should have been dead by now. Somehow he keeps living.
Yeah, because you know why he's living. Because he's hooking up with all these Playboy chicks.
He has
a reason to live.
I don't understand.
And you'd be motivated.
I know I'm not a woman. I can't see things how they see things. But I don't even see a woman going, you know what? I can just put myself through this. And in a few years, I'm going to have millions and millions of dollars.
Because she's a gold digger and she's... And for an eighty something year old, he's put together. He's like a Jack LaLanne type. You bite your lip for 3 years. You do things that you shouldn't do, and then you're Mrs. Playboy. You're Mrs. Hefner. You're loaded.
Could they have a kid? Is that possible at that age?
I don't know. Can you? Let me ask you this. Let's say he's on one of those Viagras or something. So does that produce?
I don't know.
Little hefts swimming around? Or does it just give you the Woody?
we need a doctor. We need a urologist here to answer these questions.
They could. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they could.
I think it's a little morally irresponsible. He's never going to see that kid get to third grade.
Yeah, but that kid is going to have a privileged life.
That kid's going to grow up with boobs everywhere.
Yeah. I'll tell you, like, I remember one time someone telling me they owned an ice cream shop, and he's like, yeah, I have some kids. Do they like it? He goes, my kid is lactose intolerant. I could just imagine, like, that kid growing up there and being gay. Like, the same equivalent. Like, oh, my God.
That's awful.
I have nothing wrong with anybody being gay. That's cool. Do your thing. Do what you want to do. But, geez, wouldn't want to be it there.
Oh, God. You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. You can check us out online, SevoPodcast.com, OTBPodcast.com, on Twitter at Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. At OTBPodcast, and also on Facebook, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon.
Sevo Podcast is doing well. It has grown. There are more podcasts. We are the baby.
You want to have your own podcast, you can email Michael Buseglia at...
Yeah, let's give me an email at mlbiseg@gmail.com.
Maybe you can talk about how a 84-year-old man can reproduce with a 24-year-old woman. That can be your entire show.
Only in America.
Only in America.
What else we got on the docket today, Bubba?
Lots of stuff going on. Mike, I don't know if you've come across this story. There's a mom that sold her kids' toys on eBay as punishment.
I did. No, I'm thinking of the mom that did something else.
This woman, she got upset. Her kids had these toys. They're called Beyblades. I don't know what the hell a Beyblade is. Don't ask me. But they were playing with it in the bathtub. And apparently these toys were cutting up the bathtub.
What do you mean? Like are they a razor blade?
They were like, you're a kid. You take the core toys and you bang them into things. You bang them around. All right.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
It's scratching the tub up.
So what did this woman do, Leon?
She gets pissed. She goes on eBay and she puts a picture up of her kids. And I'll spin this monitor around to you. You can see her poor kids. She takes a picture. One of them's crying. The other one's holding the bag of toys. She takes a picture of this. Puts it on eBay.
Did anybody buy him?
And goes to sell these toys. Well, a group found out about it and started spamming it. And it got up to like $900,000+.
Yeah.
And, she had to pull it off there because obviously it was a fake bid at that point.
Yeah.
It kind of made me think, what's the worst punishment your parents ever gave you?
Nothing like that. I mean, obviously when you and I were growing up, there's no technological crap like this. I don't think I was ever really punished that bad. I'd never really screwed up.
Were you a good kid?
I was a great kid.
I got my ass whooped every day.
Yeah, because you suck.
I think I got a beating every day from the time I was like 3 to the time I was like 10.
You got beat?
Why can't
I beat you? Can I beat you?
That's a little racial, Michael.
That has nothing to do with race. I want to beat you because I don't like you. My interest in beating you has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your personality.
Pretty much.
Is that okay?
I think that's a little cruel, man.
I think it's very cruel. What did your parents do to you? Did they put you for sale on eBay?
My dad was never the one to drop the hammer. It was always
He drops the hammer.
It was always my mom that did a lot of the discipline. this one summer, Mike, she took TV from me for an entire summer.
See, that sucks.
And like, that my sucks. Mom was smart. And,
yeah.
She would leave, go to work. I'd be at home. I was like 13, 14. She would take all of the, you know, those adapters where you plug like electronics in, where you can plug like five things in the one socket?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
She would take all of those because a lot of times, for whatever reason, our TV cords could never reach the outlet. So we always had like those five things.
Right.
She would take those. Or then she would slant the TV at like a certain angle, you know, just ever so slightly. And then if I used it, she would know, or she would leave it on a certain channel or whatever.
So just put it back to that channel.
Well, I wasn't thinking that then. You know, she made me sharper. I give her that. But she took TV for an entire summer away from me, Mike.
What did you do?
I don't even know.
What could you have done to warrant that? I feel bad for you.
That's the thing.
Is that the summer you read your encyclopedias?
My encyclopedias with the word Negro in there.
Yeah.
63% of inhabitants of the city of Atlanta are Negroes. Yes, that's...
So you're learning there.
That's what got me in the radio. I started listening to the radio. It made me want to go on the radio. Punishing me.
Yeah, now she's punishing you even more because you're, well, in radio.
Pretty much, and I mean $8 and something. I couldn't even buy these kids toys if I wanted to.
How much were they? What was the original asking price?
The original asking price that she put these toys up on here were... it doesn't say in the article here, but she also listen to this. She also she got a quote. So the kids did about $500 worth of damage to the bathtub. The kids had approximately $125.67 in their piggy banks. She took that money and put it toward the cost of the repair.
What is the dad thinking all this? Where's he?
It doesn't say. He can't be there.
What do you mean? Like they're not together?
Who would let okay, the opening bid, she put
could be a controlling mother.
She put eight toys up for $69. That you can't do that. I mean, this one kid is bawling his eyes out.
Yeah, he looks terrified. The poor little guy, a little rusty over there.
A little rusty.
Aww,
speaking of rusty, you hear about O.J. Simpson?
No, and I love how you're just pouring these stories on me. What did he do now? Is he in jail?
Well, I spent way too much time on one. Yeah, he's in jail.
What's he in jail for?
Memorabilia thing that he stole.
I remember that. I can't keep up with this guy.
Apparently, he got beat to a, quote, bloody pulp in prison.
By who?
A member of the Aryan Nation. You know, the white supremacist group?
Yeah, he seems like he'd be a target.
Apparently, Orenthal was walking around the jail.
Orenthal.
That's his name.
I know, but who says that?
Good old Orenthal was walking around the jail and apparently talking about his conquest with Caucasian women. That rubbed the Aryan Nation guys the wrong way, and apparently they roughed old O.J. up.
Is O.J. Simpson the most screwed-up celebrity that we've seen in the last 20 years? Now, we've seen Charlie Sheen the last couple of weeks.
Charlie Sheen's a fucking psycho.
He's gone through, he's like, I don't want to do rehab. That's not for me.
He wants to build a mansion similar to the Playboy Mansion, and all he wants to do is do coke and have sex.
And he's okay with it. He's okay with admitting he does drugs. He doesn't want help.
By the way, he wants to be in Major League 4 if it ever comes out.
And what's the joke? What's it called? Oh, are you being serious?
No, I'm being Major serious. League 4, he wants to be in Major League 4.
Did Major League 4 come out? No, Major League 3
It was
came
Major League 3. That was
Back to the Miners.
An abortion of a movie.
Back to the Miners.
But O.J.
An abortion of a movie. What does that mean?
It was awful. It was terrible. Should never have happened.
So you're saying...
Silence, you.
Uh-huh.
O.J., is he the worst celebrity?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, he killed two people.
Well, not a fit. Allegedly.
He killed two people. He's in jail. I mean...
Where were you when his Bronco went away?
I was in the back seat with Al Cowlings.
Okay, you were in the back. Hey, it's hey, O.J. Hey, is that Leon?
There's an In-N-Out. Stop over there. I want to get my burger animal style.
I bet you would. We got to go. It's the Taco Bell Express. I got Pizza Hut Express. We got to get one shitty pizza.
And that was June 17th, 1994.
There's a lot going on that day.
Yeah, I was
that an ESPN 30 for 30?
It was an ESPN
I
want to
see
30
that one.
30.
I was at a Yankee game.
I was watching TV with my dad in the living room. He kept going, OJ.
How old were you? Like 10, 11?
I was just about to turn 10. That was 4 days before my 10th birthday.
I was at a Yankees game, and everybody like left because, they wanted to see the Knicks-Rockets NBA Finals, and then OJ went nuts. That was a huge day. What else was going on that day?
Oh, God, I can't remember everything from that 30 for 30. It was really good, though.
Oh, yeah, that 30 for 30 stuff is by far the best thing ESPN does. By far.
Is Lindsay Lohan more screwed up than OJ?
No, because Lindsay Lohan, and we're going to just go out on a limb, and then let's just say that OJ did the killings, okay?
Okay, I don't think that's going out on the limb. He did. I don't care.
Lindsay is screwed up, but she's more of the drug, alcohol, sex, you know, nutcase, celebrity ball. If you kill someone, I think then you are not only harming yourself, but you're harming another person, which is way worse than just being cracked out.
You ever watch those Naked Gun movies and you see
OJ? I love the Naked Gun movies.
And you see
OJ
in there now, and you're like, he fucking killed you.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
This isn't funny.
But those movies are great.
Oh, those movies are great. He's an awful human being.
What's the guy with the white hair named who was all, in all those movies? Very funny.
He's dead now, right?
He is dead. What's his name? I feel like an ass for not remembering.
Leslie Nielsen.
He just died.
Yeah.
I think Leslie Nielsen was hanging around going, yeah, that OJ. He's a good man. I like that juice.
There's no way he could have done that. We went out for drinks after we did a rap on the movie. There's no way we could have done that. Speaking of drinks.
Yeah, what do you like?
I know. I got ADD radio going on.
Yeah,
today.
What do you want?
We got
you
so
need
much
a drink?
To get to. Remember when we called that steakhouse and we wanted to see how much you tip on a $50,000 tab?
Yeah.
Bryant McKinney, offensive lineman, Minnesota Vikings. NBA All-Star Weekend this past weekend, he went to the, quote, kickoff party at My House Nightclub. And, you know, Rick Ross was there.
Is this a strip club or like a club club?
It was like a club club. Some model, you ever heard of Rosa Acosta?
No.
Let's Google her and see what she looks like.
Internet is a wonderful thing.
It's a powerful thing.
Powerful, yeah.
Yeah, but so he goes there and he drops $100,000 in a Hollywood.
Who is this player? Is he even good?
Nightclub. He's reportedly due to make $4.9 million this season.
Okay, so if you make $5 million, half of it's taken away for taxes. So that's $2.5 million. He just spent, it looks like those two had a nice time together.
That was Michael Bisseglia looking at Rosa Acosta.
I think some of those pictures were Jennifer Lopez.
I Googled
Rosa. That was her.
I Googled Rosa Acosta, and that's what you get. I don't know. I can't do the math.
It's less than 5%.
He spent 5%
of his salary. 5% of your salary? That's like if you went out and bought like a $30 hamburger.
Pretty much.
Or you went to the Carnegie Deli and got the Mellow. That would be 5% of your salary.
How is it physically possible to spend that much money? Even if you bought a drink for everyone in there, unless you said give everyone their own bottle of Cristal, I don't even think you could still get to $100,000.
I don't know. I don't think it's possible. He tipped well, and maybe that's why he wanted to hook up with Ernie Acosta. What's her name?
Rosa Acosta.
Who's Ernie Acosta?
I don't know. Sounds like your accountant.
Ernie! That could... Imagine if she was the accountant. That'd be unbelievable.
I wouldn't do my taxes.
The taxes. No, put it on the beats.
$100,000 in a nightclub. You have, the players and owners are fighting right now over money. There's a strike coming up possibly in the NFL. It's a little irresponsible. How is the common man supposed to, feelings?
Let me tell you how you do it. It's possible. I've done it before.
Okay. You've spent $100,000 in a nightclub before.
Not in a nightclub.
I don't think you've spent $100,000 in Monopoly money.
I've done it at McGrady's. Possible. let me tell you how you do it. And McGrady's can be a sponsor because we spend this much money. Ooh, so let me tell you how you do it. You go in there. First of all, they got that free popcorn. Great. It's great free popcorn. It's all very buttery and, terrible for you, but it's great. How much are chicken wings in there? What are like those boneless chains?
$7-8.
$7-8, okay. You buy 100,000 of them.
100,000 chicken wings. You know how long it would take to cook 100,000 chicken wings?
Let me tell you this. For one order, it takes about 30 minutes because they have the slowest service I've ever seen.
That's very true.
Man, maybe we lost the sponsorship.
And they can go to hell.
Well, now that we've moved, let's almost move the topic here. That place has some unbelievably bad service. I don't know what it is. We could walk in there. We could be the only two people in there.
We have been the only two people in there.
And we'll get something. It'll be like 30 minutes, and the waiter will be like talking to the bartender, and you'll look at the guy and go.
The cook comes out of the kitchen. He's standing next to the bartender. They're talking. Of course, they're big Steeler fans, quote unquote.
I don't know. I don't get how.
How hard is it? I give you an order. You go in the back. You cook the order. You bring it to me. I pay you.
And all that shit they have back there is all like frozen foods.
Oh, you know, it's pre-made. Just like a bag of Walmart chicken wings that they drop into the deep fryer and put some hot sauce on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, $8. They bought it for $3.99.
You think he could eat a chicken wing?
Who's he?
You know who I'm.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the man, our guest of honor.
Callahan. I need a 20 on Callahan.
Well, could he eat it?
He's got no teeth.
You want to get him in here and ask?
That's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit.
That's
boring,
not boring.
I don't know if he's sleeping right now.
He's not sleeping. He's
you don't wake a sleeping bear. It'll bite.
Yeah, well, how about a sleep? He's more like a sleeping panda.
Or fat, a sleeping drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That's very true.
Oh, I'm getting sleepy.
Look at you. You're getting
I'm losing it.
You look like you got a DUI right now.
It's been a long week. These days are long. I mean, like, can we vent about that for a little bit?
Go on.
These days are long. Like, getting up at 5, running around, doing stuff, like, helping. I can't put sentences together. My brain is from. You ever, your brain ever just get fried at the end of the day?
That's why I go home and I drink a lot of beer. I play video games.
Does it help it? Does it cure your brain?
Oh, yeah. You turn it off and you hit the reset button and that's it. Otherwise, it's
epic fail
in life, man. You gotta power down.
I know. I need to power down.
You need to start drinking.
I do.
You want to go have some Molson's with me right now?
Not right now. I got to be up tomorrow early. You like Molson? Is Molson good? I never even had Molson.
It's phenomenal beer. It's good Canadian beer. It's going to be the official beer of the NHL very soon.
How about my Devils?
Oh, your Devils are on fire. Look, you're claiming jersey now, huh?
Oh, my Devils, baby.
Bandwagon jersey.
I'm a bandwagon Devils fan.
You put the pin sweatshirt down.
Jason Arnott.
And you got the Devils sweatshirt.
I'm just very excited about what I've seen from Arnott. Now the new backup goalie's playing well. Hardeen. Is that his name?
Hell if I know. I thought you were a hockey guy.
Carmelo had 27, by the way.
Spike Lee wasn't there.
Where was he?
He had an appearance in Philadelphia.
He must have been so
pissed. Spike Lee, you spend X amount of millions of dollars.
That's a little embarrassing.
On mixed courtside seats.
What was the appearance? He just couldn't get out of it, huh?
I don't know. He hasn't made another guy. When's the last time he made one of his shitty movies?
Some of his movies were good. I don't know why you say shitty
like
movies.
40 years ago. When's the last time you made a good movie?
When's the last time? I don't produce movies.
That's like, when's the last time Tim Allen or Adam Sandler made a good movie?
It's been a while. Wedding Singer?
He's right in there with those guys. He makes a bunch of crap movies.
Click was okay. What was it called? Click?
Click is the one where you could fast forward and pause life and stuff.
That was okay.
If you could pause life, what would you do?
If I could pause life?
Yeah. Would you just like kick the shit out of people?
If I could pause life.
For those of you that haven't seen the movie Click,
I would like to go to a sporting event. I think it would be fun and screw with that.
Would you would alter it?
Yeah.
Would you go back and pause it during Deshaun Jackson's punt return this year and just clothesline him?
That's a great call. I would go there and then we would be talking about the New York Giants, the Super Bowl champions.
Well, no, we'd be talking about the crazy guy that came on the court and clotheslined.
Yeah, but I would freeze time and then I would leave. It'd be like I was never there. No one would ever have seen it. If you had a time machine. What would you do? Where would you go? You got one place to go. You get an hour there, and then you got to come back.
There's so many things because you want to go sports.
I know my answer.
But then sometimes maybe you want to go like when
history
was first brewed.
When beer was first brewed, that's what you would do.
I think so. I'm going to be there with that guy. Maybe you want to.
Do we really know when beer was first brewed?
Something BC. I mean,
that's tough.
I mean, the obvious thing is maybe you can go back and like stop 9/11 or something like that.
Yeah.
I
don't know how you could do that.
Or stop Lincoln from being assassinated or Kennedy or something.
I wouldn't stop Kennedy from being assassinated because I think you need to let history play out. And if Kennedy's not assassinated, we are in who knows where the world end up. Seriously.
We ended up launching missiles with Cuba and Russia.
You never know.
We're all dead right now.
You never know.
We're speaking Russian.
But I would like to. Yes, we would. But I would like to see who killed him. That's where I would go. I would take a time machine.
You would go back and hide and look at the grassy knoll and be like, so it was him.
It was him. Mincer's. There's no one else.
It was Newman.
It was. All right, like, It was a 12-year-old girl. Like, you know, who knows? I would want to go find out, and I'd bring some technology with me from 2011, some of the phones, the can't, you know, fancy crap to take pictures and find out who killed JFK.
I think I would probably go back to...
I would think of Facebook.com.
Yes, that's where you bring up a good point. I think I would probably go back and find when beer was first brewed, or I would invent Microsoft. One of the two.
Have you ever seen the movie The Hot Tub Time Machine?
That movie was awful.
And the guy invented the Google.
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
It was terrible, but it was enjoyable.
Were you even?
I'm going
to
talk over the soundbite. La 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 la.
Rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Now that's a great movie.
To it.
How long have we been ranting on here for?
We've been ranting and raving here on this very podcast for 35 minutes.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Wasting a lot of people's time and money. And, you know, you've been slowly fading here, Michael, in the wee hours as we are in the cave that is the Charlottesville Radio Group taping this podcast. And I think our guest of honor.
Just walked by.
Callahan.
Did he just walk by?
I need a 20 on Callahan.
He's probably on to his seventh Salisbury steak of the evening.
Did he just walk by me?
He did just
walk
by.
Is he in the kitchen?
He's patrolling the building.
Because he's like, what the hell are these two dudes doing?
He's like a stormtrooper. He wants to take off his shirt and fist pump.
And he wants to know what we're doing here. But again, we won't tell him.
There are lots of big things in the working here, folks. Big potential guest coming up. Got to keep that under wraps. But she is big. I will say that. We'll just keep that under the wraps.
You didn't tell me about this. Who's this?
She is large, Michael.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
So we could potentially have an important guest here
outside the box
here coming up. But also make sure to check out the website. Lots of good stuff going on over there. We'll be back with another installment soon of our little contest as we try to find some love.
Holy crap. Let's give him a call. Apparently, he went on a date with a girl, and it went really well.
You want to call him right now?
Let's give him a call.
You want to call him live right now?
Yeah, what's the worst that happens? Here's the number.
All right. This is outside the box first, a cold call.
I forgot how well he's been. All he's wanted to do is talk about this chick.
I don't think I can dial properly.
You got it?
Oh, it wasn't turned on. Let's try that again.
He might be a little turned off by the fact that he's going to have no idea what number this is calling. He'll be, hello?
I think I just dialed the wrong number. Let's try it again.
Oh, God.
Some people say that you can tell the phone number that's dialed by that. I'm not sure.
We've had this conversation. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike from Outside the Box with Leon.
What? Are you on the radio right now?
Well, it's an internet, so yes. How are you, Adam? How are you doing? Are you free to talk?
Yeah, I'm free to talk.
Well, you know, you
kind of caught me off guard, but yeah, I'm free to talk.
All right, what are you up to?
What am I up to?
Say hi to Leon.
I miss you guys. I haven't spoken to you guys in a while.
Yeah, you know, Adam, how's it going? It's Leon here. How are you, Corey? Happy Mike Perseglia's whatever, you know?
What?
I don't know. I had an insult lined at you, Mike, and then I lost it.
Yeah.
But no, we want to incorporate you back into the program. We want to go full circle here. We miss you here. We want to see what's going on.
Yeah, well, let's see the big news. We all know Melo is now a Nick.
I don't want NBA news from you. We're talking about your love life, dipshit.
I know, I'm the last person to be giving sports news.
No, you are.
No, so I heard that there may have been a lady friend.
Lady friend? What about a lady friend?
Don't worry, she won't listen to this. I won't sabotage your relationship.
We'll just call her Hazel.
Hazel? No.
Oh.
No, but
that's sexy.
But actually, to be honest, I do have a date this Saturday.
Hey! All right, give us the details.
I met a girl. She's really sweet. She's also a teacher. She's a special ed teacher. I am too. I mean, I'm just amongst the science special ed teacher. She's a reading specialist, special ed teacher.
Can she teach me to read?
Been talking to her for a while already, and we weren't going to go out last weekend, but we were both sick. So this weekend we're going out.
Does she have diarrhea?
from that. No. Like, grow up, kid. I mean, come on, really.
Sorry. I know. This is the girl you're going to marry. I'm sorry. No.
Here's what you do.
You know, for the love of God.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. It's just like, that's just downright disgusting.
That doesn't bother Michael Bisseglia. That does not bother.
I had some Geppino in my stomach. It's hurting.
Michael Bisseglia.
Adam, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah, well, I will tell you this, though. I saw Jess. She wrote, does anyone know a good DJ in Pittsburgh? So I said, why don't you look for DJ Jazzy Jeff? I bet his schedule's wide open.
I don't think that's funny.
I like to picture DJ Jazzy Jeff at home with a shotgun in his mouth. Just thinking about it. Just thinking about it.
Where are you kids going on your first date?
Well, I'm meeting her over in Cherry Hill. She lives over in Jersey.
Oh,
Jersey girl. Okay, that's the first warning flag right
there. Oh, stop it.
Leon, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Leon, please.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm going to give you some advice here. Here's what you do. This is the Leon Oliver first date rule book here.
It's coming from an engaged man, so obviously it works.
This is tamed many of a tiger here, Adam. All right, this is powerful stuff.
Many of a tiger?
You take her
to
the Arby's.
Oh, God.
All right. You go to the Arby's.
I didn't tell you, Leon.
What?
I showed Jess the Arby's.
Okay.
You know, I gotta tell you something.
The nice Arby's.
When you put this broadcast up and she hears this, she'll never want to speak to me again.
You know, you are Adam in Westminster, Florida. That she doesn't have no idea who you are. It's all good. But here's what you do. You take her to the Arby's, all right? Because the Arby's has the good food at a reasonable price.
Oh, God.
If she protests.
Are you serious?
If she protests.
No, I just got to say, Mike, remember that guy in College Learning Strategies? Are you serious?
You were drinking.
No, you don't remember him. Anyway, no, I am not taking her to Arby's on the first date.
It works. If she doesn't protest, you got to keep her. You take her somewhere better, the Ruby Tuesday on the second date. But you go Arby's the first time. That's how you
win. So does that mean if I take her to Long John Silver's, I know she's a catch? I mean,
if you take her
to Arby's on the first date. I'm sorry. I'm going to take her to some place. I mean, we're not going to like a Morton Steakhouse, but we'll go to some place like Fridays or something, Cheesecake Factory. I don't know, something of that in that vein, that type of venue.
If you take her to the Long John Silver's, you're both getting diarrhea. This thing is ending early. Right? You gotta stay away from the Long John Silver's. But here's what you do: you go to the Fridays, keep the apple teenies coming, keep them coming to the table.
You paying, Adam?
Of course, I'm paying.
What happens if she says, "I want to go Dutch"? What's that? What are you gonna do?
First of all, I don't think that'll happen.
Right.
Oh, so
the rule is, I every date I've been out on, I will say this, every single date I've been out on, the girl always says, oh, how much do I owe you?
Right.
Which, I think, you know, it's the right thing to do to at least offer to pay.
Right, right.
But it's also the right thing to do for the guy to pay. It's like common courtesy. But I've been talking to her for at least, you know, this is like the second week I've been talking to her, and I talk to her like virtually every day, and she's not that type of girl. She's, you know, I'm sure she'll say, oh, how much do I owe you? And I'll say, no, it's fine. And I fully intend to pay for dinner.
Well, that's good.
$5.
That's a classy thing. There you go. You pay for the dinner.
Don't take her to Arby's.
You go to
Arby's.
I'm not taking her to Arby's.
You got the value menu at Arby's. You got the 5 for $5.95. It's fantastic.
They have no booze at Arby's.
That's very true. Well, then that's
Leon. That's a bad idea.
Arby's is. Do you have any idea? You want to talk about diarrhea? I mean, come on.
Yeah, what do you expect to eat? Like a pound of crap roast beef? You know, I like Arby's. You eat some roast beef, and you know, your stomach's in the shitter.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, I'm excited for you.
That's like getting a lube job right there, you know. It goes right through your system.
Adam, I'm excited for you. I have a good feeling.
Seriously, like, in all seriousness, like, jokes set aside, I think this is, like, I have a good feeling about this. She's a really nice girl. I don't want to jinx it. I think this is, it's been, you know, so far so good. She was really nice.
When do you say you love her? First date? Too soon?
You say that, that's like what Larry King does. That's why he's married like 8 times.
Okay, that's very true. Now, when do you make a move, Adam? Because, you know, I'm the aggressive guy. On the first date, at the end of the night, things
are you putting the dating game in the background?
This sets the mood, you know. So you're at the end of the date, you know, you're trying to, you know, walk her to the door.
Oh my god!
Here, Adam, we'll practice. We'll practice.
I can't hear you because of the dating game.
I'll turn that shit off.
Are you going in for the kill?
Now, Adam, we'll practice. I'm gonna be the lady. Okay.
Hey, yeah, Adam. Thanks. Okay. I had such a wonderful time with you tonight. It was really nice going to the Cheesecake Factory. Thank you so much.
Well, Michael,
that's not my name. I'm Hazel. I'm Hazel.
No, I'm not going to tell you her name to protect her identity.
Her name is Hazel.
Just call me a chick name. You can't call me Michael.
I just put the voice together for you.
That's you would be an ugly woman.
This is getting kind of like Silence of the Lambsy.
This is not creepy.
Oh, Adam, I had such a wonderful time. That roast beef was delicious.
She's not from the South. You made it sound like she's from Alabama.
Are you not going to play with us?
What are you?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
You honestly think of all the restaurants in the world, I would take her. I'm going to take her to a chain shit roast beef joint.
Have you had the curly fries?
The two of you have the audacity to call me and catch me off guard, then ask me about my love life, and then say to me, you should take her to Arby's. That is what, my friends, is what you call chutzpah. That is nerve. I am sorry.
Okay. So you don't go to the Arby's. But this thing has gone well, all right?
You know what I think of Arby's? Fuck Arby's.
Whoa. Are you high? What's wrong with you?
He's been drinking the Jägermeister back there. Okay. So you take her to the PF Chang's. How about that? Okay. You go.
Fine. That's a reasonable place.
You go to the PF Chang's. You know what? You don't like Hazel? I'll sex it up a bit. Let's call her Catherine. Okay. Catherine's a fun girl. You get a couple drinks in Catherine, things happen. All right. So you take Catherine home. You take her to the PF Chang's. You take her home. You go to the door. It's the end of the night. You're talking. She's had a good time. Things are going well. The stars are aligning. Do you go in for the kill there?
Let's back up a few steps here, okay? The first date, I personally feel, considering, you know, it's not like I've known her. I mean, there are situations where you go on a date where, you know, you know the girl for the first ahead of time, but I don't really know her that well. I would never do that on a first date with someone who you don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that on a first date, period. I would at least wait in, like, 2 or 3 dates.
How about a kiss? I think a kiss is reasonable.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It could scare her off.
It could.
Some girls could be scared, you know, turned off by that.
It could, but I'm saying is, I think on a first date, a kiss could be appropriate.
Oh, no, a kiss, well, that's entirely
that's what, no, but that's what he means,
Leon,
a kiss.
Leon's like, wants me to jump her bones.
Jerry!
Once the appletinis start flowing, you don't know what happens.
Oh, God. No, don't listen to him. Just a kiss.
If it was up to you, you'd have me give her a roofer or a roofie teeny.
I'm all for this. Leon's the jerk.
I am not the jerk. I'm trying to give him a Randy Johnson fastball here.
Hey, Adam, when's the date?
Date is this Saturday.
Can we get an update next week?
Oh, I'll give you an update next week, yeah.
Don't tell her you've been on Outside the Box.
Yeah.
Do you want to say how you guys met or no?
What?
Do you want to say how you guys met? You don't have to.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm not ashamed of how it happened. I met her on a dating site.
Ooh, interesting.
This is the dating game music.
If you don't mind, could you possibly share what site this was? If not, that's okay, too.
No, it was conservativerepublicans.com. No, I'm just kidding.
You know,
it was chemistry.com.
Oh, nice. You know, there's a nice questionnaire you got to fill out with that. You can match up. That's a good thing. You know, there are far worse sites. I heard a commercial the other day for overweightdate.com. Can you believe
that? Don't, you know what? If I could, I would climb through the phone and smack you across the face.
I know! I did hear a commercial
for
that.
If the two of you blow this for me, I swear to God, I'll kill you guys.
Yeah, I'm not blowing anything for you. Don't worry about that.
You're going to get this done. Stick to the Appleton.
Adam, we're rooting for you. Adam, I love you. I swear to God, I love you.
I know you do. I know you guys do. No.
He doesn't love you the way I love you.
I'm getting a little awkward.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, Adam, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. I love being on your guys' show. Call me anytime.
All right. Take care. Keep your stick on the ice.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Later.
You never know where Outside the Box is going. I should give him a call in the car right home. Are we done?
He's pissed off.
Can we put this in two separate podcasts? We need this as a separate entity.
Oh, no. This is the good stuff, Jerry.
Yeah,
it's
gold. I'm afraid people won't get to this. They'll be too bored from the first 30.
You got to tease. You got to listen. You got to get there. Well, it's there. It's worth it.
Outside the Box. We're back, Leon. Good times. We'll keep you posted on Adam's love life. Good stuff right here. Outside the Box. What episode?
Hell if I know. You think I ever know?
Crank that music going out.
Make sure to check us out online at otbpodcasts.com. Also, you can check us out online at sevillepodcast.com. You can check us out on iTunes. Make sure to follow the show on Facebook, Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And to follow us on Twitter at otbpodcast. For Adam, Hazel, Catherine, Appletini, Michael Buseglia,
yeah!
I'm Leon Oliver. You've been listening to an Outside the Box presentation, courtesy of Outside the Box Productions. Until next time, Pittsburgh, you can go fuck yourselves.
And Pittsburgh can go. Just end it with that. Pittsburgh, you're a great city. Leon's an asshole. That's enough.
You lost the Super Bowl. Go fuck yourselves.